All right, it's time for the Property Pulse here every single Wednesday morning right here on The Morning Brew at 96.7 TSA-FM. And we talk with either a mortgage broker or a realtor. And today we're going to talk with Lisa DiBernardo. She's from Vermont Mortgage Group, LLC. And she's going to help make qualifying a mortgage easier for you, or if you need a mortgage to buy a home or looking to refinance for a better rate, Lisa can help you out. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did you have a good holiday?
I had a great holiday. Did you?
I did. Did you eat a lot?
I ate all the things.
I like that. You ate all the things.
All the things.
Yeah, it's great. You kind of get a free pass, you know, during Thanksgiving, don't you?
You really do. Mm-hmm. It's such a special time.
Yeah.
And it's a time when I think about people and think about people not as fortunate and really count blessings.
Absolutely.
It's important to do that every single day. But yeah. I think Thanksgiving is a good reminder of that.
Absolutely. And you're in the people business anyway.
I am.
So how is the mortgage, you know, world looking out there?
It's looking great.
Uh-huh.
Rates are pretty stable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mortgage broker. So what that means for clients and borrowers is that if they're looking to buy a house in Vermont or New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
I can help them do that. I have many lending resources that I work with to help determine, number one, the best loan program for the buyer's specific needs and the best terms in terms of the loan. I really help people dig into what's a good use of their money in terms of down payment, closing costs, helping them with credit. Also, what is a good rate structure? There are many rates available to every person, and they all vary according to the exact transaction and the borrowers. So that being said, what I do is dig into the systems in real time because rates change every single day.
Right.
While they might not be large movements, they are movements.
Yes.
And I really like people to get the best terms possible. So I work really hard with every individual client to try and determine what that rate and term is going to be for them that makes the most sense for their financial situation.
We won't get into rates now. I mean, not a lot, but when rates change like that, well, maybe it'd be for another segment. How do they change so quickly? Like, what happens? You know, maybe we'll do that in another segment.
I would love to do that.
You know, because people don't know how rates happen.
People don't know, and they really think that it's tied to the Fed funds rate.
Yeah.
So when they hear on the news that the Fed moved rates, that is not mortgage rates. That's the benchmark rate.
And
that is short-term lending. It affects different things like credit cards, car loans, money market accounts, so interest on your savings as well as interest that you'll pay on shorter-term liabilities.
Yeah.
So mortgage rates are more tied to economic data, things that move every single day. Stock market feeds into the bond market, you know, where people are moving their money and investing their money, creates bond prices, bond yields. Those are the things that impact mortgage rates directly.
Mm-hmm.
And while there are national averages for mortgage rates also vary according to geography. So sometimes I'll have someone call me and we'll talk about, you know, what an estimated rate would be for them based on the transaction details that we discuss. And they might say, well, gosh, the national average is
whatever,
you know, X or Y, right? And why is my rate going to be that? So I help them understand that that's just like a national average. If you think about the nation, right? That's very broad. And to take an average, you're using a lot of numbers to create an average.
Right.
So it will vary.
Yeah. So what you do is...
What I do is dig right into the very details according to our geography, you know, what is current for our market,
right?
Plus the details of the borrower, their credit score, their debt to income ratio, the property usage, the loan to value. There are so many things that will influence what rate is going to be available to someone. Also, because I'm a broker and I have many lenders, there's also a pretty broad range of interest rates that will be available to any borrower. And I like to help them figure out which one they should choose, meaning should they pay a little more to get a lower rate, or should they not pay anything or take a lender credit or pay a small amount to get a rate?
Yeah.
We really dig into how long it would take them to recoup the savings, all of their short and long-term plans for the property, or use of their money. I just like people to be able to use their money very smartly, and I like to help them figure that out.
And you have all the tools for that, obviously.
I have all the tools for that.
Yeah.
The same goes for refinancing. So people that have bought a house in the last, I don't know, could be up to 5 years, but certainly in the last 2 years when we saw that kind of spike in interest rates, you know, interest rates after the pandemic were very, very low through that time period. Then they went up pretty abruptly, right? Mm-hmm. So people did continue to buy homes then, which is good because you're not going to be tied to that rate for the rest of your life, for the rest of your ownership of the home. There's always an opportunity to refinance and save money. We're in that space right now where people should be looking at refinancing.
Should people be scared to refinance? You know, because I've heard that years ago, like scared because, you know, I have a good rate and am I going to get a better rate or, you know, all that stuff. So
they should not be scared. What they should do is they should contact me, because the first thing I do is talk with them about their plans, how many years they plan on being in the home, and their overall financial picture, just generally speaking, to begin. And then I have them actually email or send me or drop off, whatever works, their current mortgage statement. Mm-hmm. So from their mortgage statement, I can glean a lot of information. Mm-hmm. Things that I want to look for is I want to know what is their current interest rate, what is their balance. I want to know, you know, what they paid for the property at that time.
Yeah.
I want to know if they're paying something called private mortgage insurance. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to determine if they can save money by refinancing to a lower rate. And often in the case of refinancing right now, because property values have increased so much,
right,
even for people that bought in the last year, they can probably get rid of that private mortgage insurance payment, which can be a significant amount of money. Sometimes it's upwards of $100 or several hundred dollars, depending on what their loan amount is. Saving money is something I really enjoy. I do have tools. I can give them charts. I plug things in, or just have a simple conversation where I tell them what would be your anticipated new rate, what would be your payment. If you can save a few hundred dollars and put it back in your pocket, why wouldn't you do that now? Right. If rates go down again in the future, we can do it again. Refinancing,
do as many as you want. I learned that from you.
You learned that. That's right. We talked about that.
We did.
As many as you'd like.
Yeah. So if someone refinances, it doesn't mean they're going to extend their loan for another, say, 30 years or something. They could actually still pay what they make. And if they got a lower rate, they could still add that amount, which makes the loan quicker, right? Pay it off quicker.
That's correct. Yeah. You can really get any number of years that you wish. So if you started out with a 30-year mortgage, you know, 7 years ago, and you're deciding now to refinance, if you don't want to start at a 30-year term again, you may go to a 25-year or 20-year. Yeah. I mean, 15 years is great if people can absorb that payment. That's going to save the most money in the long run. But I understand that makes the payment a lot higher.
Yeah.
And for many people, that's not feasible.
Right.
So what we can do then is I can look at, well, how many years are remaining in your mortgage? If you have 23 years remaining, I can do a 23-year term. I can do 20 years. I can do 25, whatever people want. Right. But I like to help them figure out what is the best way to do this.
Perfect. We could talk all day and we're running out of time. But you know what? You're still coming on a couple weeks. We'll talk to you again more about it. And because there's a lot to talk about, I think.
There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah. So I'll just give you a call. If you know, if you want to give Lisa a call, and or go to her website, vtmortgage.com, or that's the best way to get a hold of you.
That is. Website, vtmortgage.com. From there, you can send me a message, give a call, any of those things, and I'd be glad to help. It doesn't cost people anything to talk to me.
Free consultation.
Free consultation.
Like
and
that.
Free assessments, too, which
perfect.
Is great.
You can't beat that.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I can't save them money, I'll tell them that.
Yeah. But more than likely, you could probably do something
always,
for them.
I
you know,
always
something.
Do. I always try.
That's good.
Yeah. And if I can, I just let them know that too.
Good. All right. Well, then we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Talk
How about
to you.
That?
Talk All right. to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Lisa, for coming on to the Property Pulse. It's been fun, and I love these segments.
I love these segments, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. I learn a lot, and
great.
I think people are learning, too.
I hope
And go to WTSARadio.com, and you can listen to past episodes, what we've talked about.
That's right. Yes, there's a whole stack of them.
And there's a link to your website on there as well.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Lisa, we'll talk to you soon, and stay warm, okay?
You, too. Bye, Tom.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now. There goes Lisa DiBernardo from Vermont Mortgage Group, LLC. You can check her out at vtmortgage.com. Good morning.